All righty, here we go. I believe it's working now. Kev, you there?
I am here.
Awesome, man. It's so good to have you here, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, man, it's so exciting. My first ever podcast, and I get the honor of joining the Charks, whatever that is. And so I've always wondered, what is the Charks? Can you tell me what the Charks is?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was created back in 2000.
Don't strain your brain.
Yeah, it's a mixture of my first name and my last name. It was Roxy's. I actually talked about this in a previous podcast. It was Roxy's cousin who created the name for my YouTube channel.
Okay.
So hopefully that answers your question. I just decided to carry the name on through the podcast.
That sounds great.
I know
what an honor this is for me to be on Timothy Chad Barker's podcast. Man, life does not get much better than that, let me tell you.
Hey, that's true. At least you see it. Some people don't see it.
I know. I mean, we're working on those guys.
Right. Well, it's funny.
I was thinking about how you and I have come together and how, you know, we have made such a good team. And I was thinking, you know, we're kind of like two things that shouldn't go together but do, you know, like cheddar and caramel, you know?
Nice.
You're definitely the caramel. You're the sweet one.
I was going to say, can I be the caramel?
Yeah, you have to be because, you know, you're so sweet. And I'm like that real sharp cheddar, you know, just cuts through things. But somehow we just work together. And it's always been that way. So I appreciate you, brother. And it's an honor to join your podcast.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And earlier when I tried to get you on and couldn't, I ended up doing a special 1 minute podcast segment introducing you, telling the folks to come back and listen. So they kind of already know, but I will say this before I turn it over to you. We're doing a part two of the Way Out that we did a few weeks ago or a couple days ago, actually. The original was a couple weeks ago and it didn't go through. So I believe the segment started a bunch of questions in our text group, which the guys already know about. People listening should know about Iron Men. Kevin Trent is the leader of that group, and I've asked him to come and speak on a part two of The Way Out because you brought up some really good stuff, Kevin, in that text group that I thought would be beneficial to the listeners and maybe this podcast. So it's all yours, my friend. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask, and I will turn it over to you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I just want to say about Iron Man, it's one of those things where when you talk about it to other guys, it's everything that just makes their eyes glaze over when you talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then when they experience it, I mean, it is everything that they've needed in their life, right? So
yeah,
when we talk
absolutely.
About, you know, we come together and we talk about God and we talk about our relationships and we talk about being accountable and all of those things. I think when you introduce that to a person and you're telling them about it, it's everything that they fear.
Right. Yeah.
And everything that they need, right? So,
sure.
It's one of those things where you just really have to experience it to know that it's what's been missing in your life. And I think that when you start talking about it, I was so glad that you went to Psalm 101. So I went back to it today. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at it. And there's something that is so amazing about Psalm 101 that just jumped out to me. So I'm going to read it to you. All right. And I want you to just hear as I read it. I'm going to read from the NIV. So I want you to listen to this. It says, I will sing of your love and justice to you, Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a good life when you come to me. Excuse you. I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will look with, I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. That's the verse that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has a haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not tolerate. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. The one whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning, I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. Now, I am convinced that this is written at a time where David has already become king, and he's talking about how he is going to lead his life, his household, and his kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And wow, I mean, it just sounds so great. I'm gonna lead this blameless life. I'm going to try to do all these great things. I'm not gonna let anything come in the way. I'm not gonna put up with anybody who stands in my way. I'm not gonna put up with anybody who, you know, dishonors the name of God. And yet, what do you hear that's missing in that, or what do you hear over and over in that maybe is a red flag? Did you hear it?
I believe so.
Well,
the pronoun I.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to David. I'm going to do all of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is at a time where things start really turning for David, and
mm-hmm.
I think this is something that we can learn as men, this is something that I talk about all the time.
Sure.
And that our relationship with God is not an I. It's
right.
Right? It's not what I do. It's what we do. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's only one mention of God in this.
Mm-hmm.
And that is in verse 2, where he says, I will be careful to lead a blameless life. And then he says, when will you come to me? It's not even, he asked God, when will you come to me? And I think God is just saying, well, maybe when you start realizing that it's not you doing these things, it's what I'm doing. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
You know, that with all of these promises, I think that this is the way that we go. We want to change our life. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were talking about what happens when something comes into our line of vision, a temptation comes our way, a trigger hits us. What happens?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about it is, David said, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm going to lead a blameless life. Well, that was not anything that he could live up to.
Mm-hmm.
He really, at this point, started thinking about what I'm going to do, and that was the start of his downfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
He set a standard for himself that he was not able to attain for himself. And so I think that that is kind of a warning for us to say, this is not something that I can accomplish by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start talking about, you know, how do we start to overcome these temptations, how do we start to deal with these triggers, the first part that I thought that you hit really well in your last podcast were some of the defensive things, the boundaries that we set, the things that
mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
Do to avert our eyes and putting up the right kind of boundaries in our relationships and things like that. And those are all very good things. Those are defensive things. But
mm-hmm.
it has to be a proactive approach too.
Sure,
because
yeah.
we can't just be defending against Satan. We actually have to go and attack Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like the NIV version of the verse that you guys read rather than
mm-hmm.
the one that you wrote from read from King James. Because
mm-hmm.
in NIV it says, I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. In other words, it's not that I won't set those things before me. You know, it's like when I see them, I won't look at them with approval. I won't give them my blessing. I won't. So that's a defensive side of it. But sure. It's also recognizing that things are going to come up and that we have a choice with how that we're going to handle them. And right. So my whole thing is that we really need to prepare in advance for those situations that come. Mm-hmm. We do that by strengthening our relationship with God and strengthening mm-hmm. our relationship, healthy relationships with others, especially for men, with men, godly men. You know, David, at this point, right before he had his thing with Bathsheba, he was isolating himself. He was mm-hmm. not out with his mighty men where he was supposed to be. He was back at the palace. Right. And that isolation and that restlessness led to a vulnerable moment where mm-hmm. Satan was able to really attack him. And so he said right here, I will not look with approval on things that are vile. And yet, what did he do? He did that exact thing.
right.
And the reason why is because he was not where he had been in his relationship with God. He had let that relationship with God and doing the things that God, he had let those things slide in his life. And he had started taking on this I approach. I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring the Ark of the Lord to Jerusalem. I'm going to build the temple. I'm going to, you know, praise God. I'm going to, you know, everything.
Right.
I started turning to I. And he lost track of who it is that gave him that power to do it. And even though he's described as a man after God's own heart, and he still loves God, and he still tried to do his best, even the strongest of us can lose it when we start losing the sight of how God starts or makes these things happen in our life. And so mm-hmm. I just wanted to point out that we really need to engage the Spirit. We need to start moving proactively towards God and allowing Him to do it. And that recognizing that the only way that we do that in this world is through our relationships with others. And so it really mm-hmm. does take that intimate bond with men who can strengthen us and who can keep us from isolating, who can hold us accountable, who love us, mm-hmm. and can tell us when we're going wrong, and you know, help us to understand God a little bit better, who can mm-hmm. Encourage us to seek, you know, God with all of our heart. And so that's where my thoughts went with that, and that's what I wanted to share with the guys today.
Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much, my brother. That was well said. I couldn't have said it any better. And I keep going back to what you said. It's we, not me. And man, I don't think I've done as well with my recovery and sobriety as I am now compared to the past. And it all goes to you guys and you. And like I every time I struggle or have issues, I call you guys. I check in. I let you know what's going on in my mind. I don't just let it sit there. I think you hit the nail on the head. I can't do this on my own. I've tried it. I've failed miserably many times, lost my sobriety. And you know, it's wonderful to have that accountability, not only every Monday, but daily, you know. And get, like you said, guys calling you out when you're wrong or you're making dumb decisions. And it's just a wonderful thing. And I'm so glad we were able to have you on today and speak into that some more from a godly perspective. And Kevin, I love you, my brother. I appreciate you. We'll definitely have you on again in the future.
Well, just if you want more of that, of course, our Monday nights are exactly what that's about. And so I just want to encourage everybody to come to Iron Man on Monday nights at Argyle Church of Christ, 7 o'clock, and to be a part of what can really change your life, iron sharpening iron. You know, I just want to say one more thing, and that
absolutely.
Is for those who struggle with pornography or sexual sin, the underlying issue is it really is an intimacy disorder. In other words, it really comes down to we just do not have the close relationships, close healthy relationships that we need. So the only way out of that is relationships. There's no way out of sexual sin without healthy relationships. You cannot on your own, because that is the very problem, right? Mm-hmm. That it is intimacy disorder. And so there's no way of working out of it alone. Their only solution is to have healthy relationships with men who help you be more godly. That's the only way out. And so that's what Iron Man is designed to do. It's designed to build those intimate relationships, to help heal what is missing in guys' hearts. And I just want to encourage again everybody to come on Monday nights.
I second that. And if you need more information, please feel free to leave me a message on here. I've even left my phone number on these podcasts and on the Iron Man Facebook page. Feel free to go there, check it out. There's a picture of all of us on our profile. And in the meeting, I know there's several Iron Man pages, so you have to search for the right one. But again, it's the one at Argyle Church of Christ. Kevin, again, thank you so much, my brother, for joining us today.
Love it, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And guys, stay tuned for the next podcast.